everybody. Once a jolly swagman.
That's Australia.
Hemmed by a billabong.
The billabong of American culture.
Under the shade.
Shade.
Of a coolabah tree.
Now that could be any tree, really.
Oh, it's probably the world stage of global economy.
Wouldn't it just be the sun?
What, so shade is a metaphor for the sun?
Yeah.
And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy bore.
Now what's his billy?
Shit, we shouldn't have tried this.
It's a kettle. A billy is a kettle.
Yeah, but the billy represents the international sporting community.
No, no, the billy's just a prop. It's not relevant.
Oh, okay.
You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me.
How can a guy sing the song Waltzing Matilda while being in that song?
He's some sort of time traveller.
Yeah. He's some sort of strange dimensional vortex man.
Strange dimensional vortex man, strange dimensional vortex man, ripping the fabric of time and space. If you think that this song is culturally insignificant, this dude defied physics in your face.
Down came the jumbuck to drink at that billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee.
But the jumbuck pulled its mask off to reveal it had the swagsman's face. His evil dimensional twin had found him at last.
Strange dimensional vortex man, strange dimensional vortex man, locked in an epic battle with his unholy twin.
And they sang as they fought in a kung fu styled special effects bonanza whilst singing the song that they were also in.
Culturally insignificant, my ass.
Hey, I think they've already made a movie like this. It's got Jet Li in it.
Yep, give me some of them Asian muscles anytime.
Yeah.
Strange dimensional vortex man, strange dimensional vortex man, ripping the fabric of time and space.
Text this to your friends. I know you won't be able to, they probably won't have vortex in the phone, but you'll have to spell that.
What I'd like to see is rugby players sing this song. Too many syllables.